Really disappointing loss, tough loss against a good Tulane team. Give Coach Fritz and Tulane a lot of credit. They had a really good game plan, played really well, outplayed us, and still had an opportunity to win, but didn't get it done. Really, the game comes down to our inability to convert on third down, going 2 of 15, and then inability to convert on fourth down, going 1 of 5. You know, put that on me. Don't put that on the kids. I believe in our offense. I believe in Coach Klein. I believe we're going to make those plays. We work a ton of fourth down situations for those exact scenarios so that we can keep the drive alive. This game's about possessions. I believe in the defense. And the other thing is we were, I thought, pretty tired and pretty gassed on defense. And so figuring we would be able to convert a few of those, we'd keep drives alive and then finally find a way to punch one in. We weren't able to do that. And so that's on myself and offensive staff. And we had some plays out there that we thought we should have had on fourth and short and didn't get them. Bottom line, we just didn't get them. And so give Tulane credit. But good win for them. We got to bounce back. It's our first adversity we've had since in 2022. You know, 2022 started out with a bang, had a bowl game. We've had nothing but great times since then, and now we got adversity. And let's see how we respond, because it struck, and let's see how we respond.
Coach, on those third and fourth downs, is it maybe more painful that you were just kind of beat up front so often?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they got after us. They, you know, they did some good things with stunts. They got penetration. We didn't make the plays that we are capable of making.
And the passing game still looks like it's struggling. The stats look okay, but it didn't seem to have that great impact.
No, it really was. It did not. Perform the way it needs to. You know, stats are stats, but we need to be more explosive and have more explosive plays in the passing game. I thought they did a really nice job of tackling, especially on Deuce. They really good tackling team, and you look at the explosive plays. You know, we got a couple of run for 19 and run for 21, or run for 26, run for 17, and a couple passes, one for 19, one for 21, and the 21 was a touchdown. We have to be more explosive and push the ball downfield or run after the catch, and that eluded us today.
Coach, on those third and fourth and shorts, you guys have been relying on offense to try and run the ball. Or can you explain why that was the strategy you guys were looking for?
That's what CK had dialed up, and a couple times we make the wrong cut. A couple times, to Fitz's point, we don't block it right. We have an option called and should get it there. And then we misfired on a couple of them in the past game where we thought we'd have it. So once again, it's a lot of different things, you know, from execution to just not getting it done. So we've got to do better. We've got to do a much better job. I mean, you look at it, two of 15 on third down, one of five on fourth down. You're 3 of 20. You're not winning many games. And all that being said, we had a chance to win going 3 of 20 in those critical downs. And a lot of those third downs, I thought we did a really good job of what we call sequencing. It's 3rd and 10 to get us to a 4th and 2, so we're not in a 4th and long, and we get to those situations and we don't capitalize.
Kyle, so kind of learning how to get the flow of calling the game. What areas are you guys still trying to get wrinkles out, or just kind of get more comfortable?
All of them. All of them. We just got to continue to be better in all of them on offense.
Coach, Nate Matlock came out earlier in the game. I was just wondering if you had enough.
I don't. Was a situation where he couldn't return, which I know hurt us some, just because Nate's a really terrific player and it took away from a lot of our depth.
And then on that last fourth down play, were you expecting them to go for it, or did that kind of catch you in the defense?
No, I was expecting them to go for it. It's 4th and a foot to win a game in a Power 5 place. You dang right. You go for that. That you don't get the wind was blowing. You have a bad punt. Now you're putting it on the defense. And the analytics of college football have changed, and that's probably one that they'd say go for 99 times out of 100. And, you know, their kid was a dude. Their quarterback was a stud, and they gave it to him, and he made the play.
Coach, did you like your team's approach? Did you feel like that they had put the victory from last week behind them and they were ready?
Yeah, we had a really good week of preparation, and preparation doesn't doesn't equate to execution sometimes. And so I thought we prepared well, but I didn't think we executed very well.
Chris, how would you say the team handled this individually after the game?
They were hurting, as I knew they would be. And, you know, like I said, adversity has struck. And how are we going to respond to that adversity? All of us, players, coaches, because this was we knew it was going to be a tough game. Don't get me wrong. Not like Tulane's, you know, shoot, they had a chance to beat Oklahoma last year, and they had enough issues with the Hurricane last year that they were a good football team. We knew we had to play really well to beat these guys. We played hard. We did not execute very well.
And what advice would you have to Adrian to maybe be just a little bit more aggressive in some situations?
Yeah, we got to get him to cut it loose without question. We got to get him to cut it loose and be free. And if he makes a mistake, he makes a mistake.
How much was he just being tired there?
Yeah, he was cramping up. We had to take him inside for a full quarter because he was cramping up. And it was obviously, once that rain passed through, it was really hot and humid. And he was one of our guys that was cramping up. So obviously when you don't have him on the field, it's a big factor. And I thought DJ did a nice job, though.
How difficult was the decision between punting on that fourth down on the last drive or trying to go forward?
Well, knowing that our success rate was not very good and it wasn't a fourth and two, it was a fourth and 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there. It's either, and I thought we had three timeouts left that we could stop them. And the wind was blowing up that if we pinned them down there, we'd get them stopped inside the 20 and maybe get a short field and have a minute and 40 seconds left. And, you know, had we gotten that stop on third down and made it a fourth and 1.5, I didn't think we tackled very well in that series. Had we made it fourth and 1.5, they got to punt it, and it's a minute and a half left, and we worked our two-minute drill and see what happens.
Coach, do you feel like, I know you talked about Chris trying to get the offense and let it rip, do you just feel like there was just a little bit of apprehension today on the offensive side of the
football? Yeah, we'll have to see when we look at film, but when you score 10 points, there's something there that we got to figure out.
Did their front four really cause you some issues with your offensive line?
Oh, yeah. They I think they got after us a little bit up front, no question about it.
Was the shovel pass something that you're thought might break for the first down, or are you trying to pick up efficient yards?
Once again, same thing, sequencing, trying to get 6 or 7 yards there and end up losing two.
And is Adrian valuing efficiency over pushing the ball downfield?
I couldn't tell you that.
On that last fourth down, you guys did go for it at Tulane's 45. Did you guys think about punting that and putting them deep, or just trying to keep?
Yeah, obviously hindsight's 20/20 to say you can punt it, push them deep, but we really thought, you know, Colin and I talked about it prior to it. We thought we had a good play on fourth and short and didn't execute it. So, you know, we want to be aggressive. There's no question about it. And I wanted to try to win the game, not try to just stay in the game. And our kids wanted to try to win the game. And there's a lot going into believing in guys that you trust them to be able to make the play. And or trust the defense to be able to stop them. And the one big difference in that sequence there was Pratt made the best plays when they stop us, and we have a couple of really good calls, and he makes our guys miss. He was the difference.
Even with all the struggle, defense was able to come up with two really nice interceptions again. How pleased were you with that?
Yeah, those were big, and I thought we probably dropped one that we could have had. That would have been another big play, but you know, you're plus two in the turnover margin. We talked turnovers. We were there. Explosive plays, we were not. Efficiency on third down, we were not, but neither were they. And then we did not capitalize on special teams. You know, we've done that the first 2 weeks, and I thought they did a nice job of punting and kicking the ball and neutralizing our special teams.
And then Sean Robinson wasn't listed on the roster.
Yeah, he's left the football team.
Bill, sir. My name is Sergeant Nadia Stockton with the 1st Infantry Division Public Affairs. I just wanted to ask you about Fort Riley Day and what it means to you and the KSU community.
Well, I appreciate you asking that, and thank you so much for all your guys' service to our country. And it's so neat, the partnership that K-State has with Fort Riley. I know our kids really appreciate it. Our university appreciates it. And I wish we would have come through for you guys.
Coach, right before halftime, you guys tried another shovel pass near the goal line. Mm-hmm. That led you guys to kind of probably call a timeout.
Yep.
Can you explain the decision to go to a shovel pass with less than 10 seconds left?
Yeah, CK thought it was going to be a successful play, and Got us close to a first down, and we thought maybe we could pop it. We didn't pop it, and we still had a timeout. And either way, we were going to have one more play, and we were able to get one more play off. And I thought Adrian did a nice job of making sure that we had another play to kick a field goal.
Is there a reluctancy to throw the ball downfield? And if so, where does that come
from? It's a good question. I don't believe there is, but we've got to do a better job of it.
Coach, do you feel that the lack of downfield plays has affected the run game?
Well, people are going to try to stop number 22. I think he's a pretty special player. So, you know, we've got to find ways to either get the ball in the perimeter to Malik and Phil and Cade and those guys and let them have opportunity with the ball in space or push it downfield. It's something that we've got to look at because we've got to be obviously a lot more efficient, but more importantly, more explosive.
And then the offense is sort of the focal point, but how do you feel the defense plays today?
You know, I thought we played well at times on defense. That's me. I put them in some tough spots, and they bailed us out a number of times and played well at times. But still a couple of things that cost us some field position where we could have gotten a stop and didn't, pinning them down there. And then they were doing a nice job of driving it out. And then our tackling, I think, suffered a little bit.
Coach, any distractions this week with Sean Robinson's departure?
No, it wasn't a distraction at all. Thanks, everyone.